This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Release of 44 emails between the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton State Department raises new questions about whether the charitable foundation worked to reward its donors with access and influence at the State Department, a charge that Mrs. Clinton has faced in the past and always denied. Leaked documents reveal extensive details about the harsh conditions faced by asylum seekers who have tried to reach Australia by boat and are being held on the remote Pacific island of Nauru. More than 2,000 incident reports written by detention center staff members and published by The Guardian describe episodes of violence, including sexual assault and self-harm. Most of the cases involve children. A recent report by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, based on visits to Nauru by investigators from the two NGOs, said the mistreatment of migrants at the offshore processing centers appeared to be by design rather than accident. A search of court documents online and news reports of court verdicts turns up dozens of instances across China of gangs killing vagrants and workers in dark and isolated chambers far underground and using the deaths to defraud mine owners. There have been at least 34 such cases over the past two decades, according to Caijing Magazine, a prominent Chinese business weekly. Experts examining Amazon's initiatives believe that Amazon drones could be combined with warehouses manned by robots and trucks that drive themselves to unlock a new autonomous future. Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey lied to reporters when he said he did not believe any senior member of his staff knew about the plot to block traffic to the George Washington Bridge. One of his aides told a colleague in a text message that was part of a court document. Washington State created a pilot family policy council to deal with the problems of lower-income communities. Now analyzing state administrative data, they found that among a dozen communities where networks were sustained for at least 8 years, there were significant reductions in births to teenage mothers, dropouts from high school, youth suicides, and youth arrests for violent crime. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. And this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.